And we're talking to Beloit Lady Trojan head volleyball coach Brandy Paul. Brandy, 5-0 on the season, had a really good weekend out at Norton. You guys chose to go to Norton this year instead of Hayes. Actually, probably got a couple more games. I guess probably same number of games, 5 in the tournament. But really solid effort by a group of young ladies. Really lost a lot from last year, but had a really good summer and coming into fall, you knew you had some holes to fill, and then suddenly had an injury to Brecken Boudreau that's going to keep her out for a while, the senior outside hitter. But all in all, you swept all 5 matches: Norton, Otis Bison, Ulysses, and Ellsworth and Colby. Talk about Saturday at Norton.
Yeah, I was really pleased with Saturday. The weekend before, we went to Jamboree. And, you know, like you said, that week before, we lost Brecken the first day of practice. And so that was our first week of practice, and we lost her Monday within an hour of practice. And so we did a lot of switching around that whole week, trying to figure out what we were going to do with missing her. And really, I'm really pleased we went. This is first year we went to Jamboree, so I was really pleased we did that, because I realized we needed to do a lot of switching around. I wasn't very pleased with what I saw. So that whole next week we were working on, I came back and went to the drawing board and switched some things around, switched some people where they start and you know, who's on serve receive and all that good stuff. And the girls really worked hard that last week in practice. And so, you know, after the weekend before, I wasn't quite sure, because I thought I had it figured out, you know, at the Jamboree, and didn't. So wasn't quite sure, you know, how we'd come out with the switches we made just in that week. But, oh, wow, was I pleased. They just played lights out and didn't skip a beat. And also in that first game against Norton, which I knew Norton would be one of the tougher ones there, because they returned quite a few players. Second set within this first two rotations, my setter, freshman Addison Channel, setter hitter, went down with a sprained ankle. Oh, so wow. Here we go again. Thank goodness Bentley Pruitt's been playing outside and right for my other setter when she goes front row. And it was a good thing that we hadn't made the 3 rotations, because I would have already subbed her in. So we just went ahead and went with the switch and put Bentley in for Addison, and she played outside and played back row, and we just went to a 5-1 because we've been playing a 6-2. And wow, you would have thought we'd been practicing it all week. They didn't skip a beat, you know, they just kept playing. A lot of times with the injury, you know, you'll see teams kind of, you know, get down, and these girls didn't. They rallied around each other, and I tell you what, this team is special with the energy they bring on the court. And people come out and watch them. It's just, they're a blast to watch. They're having fun. They're just playing together and staying so positive. And, you know, that's what they did all day, is they rallied around each other. We played well in all aspects of the game. And I couldn't be more pleased of a first tournament. You know, after lunch, we had to play Ellsworth, and we know Ellsworth's going to be tough this year in the league. They returned everybody, and you know, they were good last year. So after lunch, you never know how they're going to come out. And wow, they came out and just played lights out. And I just love their energy and love what this team's showing up and doing every day. And you know, can't be more pleased with what we have accomplished so far.
Well, Coach, you know who's playing on the floor, and I know who's playing on the floor, but without putting a whole lot of detail in it, just give us your top 6 or 7 so people know who the who do you have on the floor this year?
Yeah, we're playing about 8. The good thing with Addison, she's tough. If you know the channels, this is the 3rd one I've coached, and all 3 of them girls are tough, and she came back Monday. She was not sitting out another game. It was tough for her to sit out the whole tournament. And so she came back. So we, you know, we've gone back to what we were doing before. And so we're playing a 6-2, and I have Colby Strody. She's starting off on the back row as our setter. And when she goes to the front row, Bentley Pruitt comes in and plays outside or right side in the front row. And wow, Bentley had an outstanding tournament. I think she was 2nd, led us in kills out of the tournament, and just played amazing. And then I have Two juniors, Dakota Gray, or no, Dakota Gray is senior. She's my middle. And, you know, she's one of my returners that has started for me for 4 years. So we have that experience coming back. And Dakota's just playing lights out and such a leader on the floor. She, you know, she's a ball of energy and love the way she's playing. She's just really come around. We haven't had her for 2 summers because she's had injuries in the last 2 summers. And this year she had a summer. And I tell you what, just her game has just developed. And she's just, you know, leading this team. And she had a really good tournament too. And then junior Reagan Cheney, you know, she's 6'1" and such a force at the net. And I tell you what, that girl played lights out at the tournament this week. And she led us in kills and blocks. And she was just a force at the net. And so, you know, she's going to be a name that everybody knows here in the next couple of weeks that didn't get much playing time next year. But I tell you what, she is capable of being an all-state medal. It's just amazing. Her and Dakota both are just, you know, we're really counting on our medals. And that was one thing after we came out of our jamboree is, you know, our serve receive wasn't the best or our passing, and we weren't getting that middle option. And so we really worked on, we had to pass better because we have to get the ball to our middles because they are just dominating at the net. And then returning, we have Landry Linton on the outside, and she's only a sophomore. And, you know, she is playing well. She is a great, smart player, knows how to place it. And her back row defense and serve receive is really come around, and just it's been amazing. And she's passing the ball well. And, you know, that's what's getting all our people set up. So pleased with that. And then our other outside is Addison Channel. And she is my other setter, too, because we're in that 6-2. So back row, she sets, and she's just a freshman. And I'd say she don't look like a freshman on the court. And she's a force to be reckoned with, and her name's going to be known here. They really didn't get to see her this weekend because, like I said, she went down after that first set. But she's a name that's going to be around for a while. And she can hit the ball, she can cut the ball, she can set the ball. She's one of the players that can do everything. So that's pretty exciting getting a freshman in like that. And so she sets the ball back row. And like I said, she plays outside or right side for me on front row. And then we have Viv Thompson that has kind of filled in that position as a hitter front row for me that kind of took over what Brecken was doing. And just depending who we're playing, whether I play her, Addie on the outside or right side, you know, a lot of times if they have a big middle or a good outside hitter, I like putting Viv out there on the right side because she is a great blocker and she can hit the ball well too. So, and she's another freshman, so, but doesn't play like a freshman either. So, you know, them two freshmen coming up have got a lot of experience this summer playing with us, and they're doing a great job. And so pleased with how this team has, you know, kind of gathered around them and helped them really grow in their game over the summer. And then my back row for Viv, Brecken was playing all the way around for me. As most people know, she's an all-state player last year. She's played for us since she was a freshman and, you know, our top hitter returning. And so she was playing all the way around. Right now, Viv's just playing front row. And then in the back row, I put in my DS, McKenna Channel. So we have two channels out there. So that's pretty fun. And she's just tough. And, you know, she's a good old softball player. So she reads the ball. I tell her it's just like softball. Just act like she's catching the ball, but pass it. And she can read the ball. And she is just a heck of a defensive player. So she's playing that left side back for me. For Viv on the back row. And then my libero is senior London Knight. And, you know, she was out with a ACL injury all of last year that she got in the summer playing basketball. And so she missed a whole season. But I tell you what, she has come back and she looks as good as ever. And she does a great job. She plays middle back for me for both my middles. And she has just done a tremendous job of getting back and just quick. And you wouldn't have known she missed a season. So, yeah, that wraps it up on, you know, the people we have playing right now. But then we have several that are sitting on the bench, too, that are ready to come in. And, you know, a few of them got in this weekend at certain times, and they all did a great job, too.
Well, Coach, then come the Ellenwood Eagles, number 1 and 2A, under the direction of Greg Maxwell, fresh off a double match win over two or three time defending 1A champion Little River. And people say, well, it's just 1A. Well, Little
No.
River is loaded. And
Yeah, they're
like I said,
legit.
and it's a legit win. And then beat Hillsborough, who's number 8 and 3A, who beat Hoisington, who beat Halstead, who is the defending champion. So here comes Ellenwood under the direction of Greg Maxwell tomorrow night. And if you're anywhere close to Beloit, Kansas, people better file in and watch a volleyball match. But talk about Greg Maxwell, the Ellenwood Eagles. And ironically, Greg's daughter, Maya Maxwell, is a manager at Kearney. And you just happen to have a player in Addie Butke who is a player at Kearney. So a little bit of a tidbit there. But what do you think of the Ellenwood Eagles coming into Beloit tomorrow night or tonight?
Oh yeah. Yeah. They're always a battle. You know, we've had them in our schedule for 4 or 5 years now, and they're always a battle. You know, he always has them prepared, and they always have great athletes. But you're right, this year they are loaded. And we saw them this summer and we battled with them. Yeah, they're loaded. They have two D2 players that have already committed, and the rest of them are just, they're just quick and well experienced. I think they only lost one girl last year, and did they finish third, I'm thinking, in 2A last year, and were actually picked to win 2A. I have them picked. I'm with you. I have them picked to win. They're number one right now, and I have them picked to win 2A. And they're not, they're one of the best teams, you know, in Kansas right now, not just 2A. So it'll be a good game. It'll be a good game for us to see our strengths and weaknesses and what we need to do to get better. And you know, that's kind of been our motto this year, is take one game, one week at a time. And so this is going to be a great game just to see where we're at, win or lose, and you know, see what we need to do to get better and compete with the best, you know, around here. So I'm super excited. The girls have had a tremendous week at practice tonight or last night, and you know, they're looking good, they're focused. So I hope we give a show, and I hope it's as good as a game as I think it can be. And I know we're going to battle to the end with this group I have, and they're not going to give up. And, you know, hopefully we come out with a W. I know it'll be a tough one, but like I said, win or lose, we're going to figure out where we're at as a team and what we need to do to get better, or what we need to make switches with or keep the same. So super excited to see where we're at there.
Yep, Coach, you mentioned senior Brecken Boudreaux had a knee injury in first couple practices. Just kind of touch on where she's at and when she'll get to come back before we end what's been an awesome interview.
Yeah, Brecken, you know, like I said, we didn't know where she was at that first week. And then she got her MRI, and we knew it was the meniscus. And she went into surgery about a week ago. I think a week ago today or yesterday. And she, it was the best thing that could be for her to get back to play. They went in and they removed it. It really wasn't repairable, so they removed it, which means she's already started. She's walking on it. She started PT. She goes back in the week to see if she's released to start jogging, and then we could have her back anytime as soon as the week after or maybe another week. So we're looking at 2 to 3 weeks now. Which, you know, is pretty special that she'll be able to get back and get back with us on the court, because, you know, she's been a leader in this program and has worked so hard throughout her career, you know, in the program since she's been in sixth grade. So we're going to be super excited to get her back and have her leadership on the court. And she knows right now she's taking on a different role. On the bench and leading these girls, and I couldn't be more proud of her. And she's kept such a positive outlook, you know, before she knew she was going to make it back or wasn't going to make it back. So we're super excited for her that she's going to be able to be a part of this team again, you know, here in 2 to 3 weeks and get back on the court for her senior year.
Well, Coach, always an honor and pleasure to have you on, veteran coach in North Central Kansas and one of the best programs in the state. And best of luck against Greg Maxwell and Ellenwood tonight.
Thank you. I appreciate it.